Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to The Art Detective with me, Dr. Yanina Ramirez. I am an Oxford art historian, broadcaster and writer, and I am your chief investigator of images. This is a bit of a different art detective today because I'm coming to you live from Leighton House Museum. It's a little known gallery house, used to belong to Frederick Leighton, the president of the Royal Academy, an incredible Victorian era painter. Now, I'm here because they have a wonderful exhibition on at the moment called Flaming June, and it's all about that icon of Victorian painting, Flaming June, the image of the woman seated in front of the sea, her drapery, bright orange, curling down towards the floor. It's so beautiful to see it here. It's for a long time it hasn't been available for people to see it here because it actually left. There's a very suspicious story about what happened to it. It was sold into a private family until the 30s. Then it was lent on exhibition and disappeared until it reappeared in 63 and was bought by a Puerto Rican businessman. And it now resides usually in the Ponce Museum of Art. But it has come over from there for this exhibition, and it's not alone. It's exhibited alongside four other great artworks that Leighton put together for the 1895 Royal Academy exhibition. From left to right, the way they've exhibited them are exactly as they were photographed, displayed in Leighton's studio. And so you have one painting, a smaller painting, Candida, which is this half a bust facing to the side in profile, very beautifully executed, stunning reds in the background. You have Lacrimae. This was heralded by many as the star of the show, really. A standing woman leaning against a column and a very different colour palette and feeling to it in relation to Flaming June. What's so incredible about Flaming June is the light, the distribution of the light. So the way that the light falls on the silvering water in the background is very diffuse, whereas in Lacrimae the light is all condensed around the head of the figure, and you can even see as you walk around the painting that it's been applied really thickly. It's almost metallic, the golds and the bronzes coming out from that light. So that's exhibited here as well. And then there's the maid with the golden hair. This is a very typically Victorian English painting, a woman reading, great delicacy in the hair and the face and the drapery, something that Leighton is particularly good at. Next to that, Twixt Hope and Fear, a stunning portrait, particularly because of the arrangement of the figure. Whereas Flaming June is very open. The majority of the canvas is composed of the figure, her thighs, her hips. It's quite sensual because she's not nude, she's draped, but there is a real sense of the fleshiness of her body underneath that drapery. Whereas Twixt Hope and Fear, all we actually see really of the woman's body is her arm, and it cuts through the canvas at a diagonal. A bold piece of pale flesh that really strikes the viewer. And then there's this face staring out, the face of Mary Lloyd, one of the hands and face models that Leighton used. Didn't use her for nudes, but he did use her for hands and faces. And Mary Lloyd's a really interesting character. She became a vaudeville act, if you like. She was a bit of an international superstar. She used to travel around the world singing, dancing, performing, and her big hit really was My Old Man Says Follow the Van, that famous track. But this is her face that we see staring out here. The figure next to her is probably the sister of Leighton's other muse, Dorothy Dear, and it's unknown who the face of Flaming June is, but many think it is Mary Lloyd as well. Now, coming to Flaming June again, I'm just walking up close to the canvas. There really is an incredible treatment of the water in this. I think the way that the whites and the metallic pearlescent colours have been applied to that strip of water along the background is incredible. It chimes with Leighton's adherence to the ascetic movement. The ascetic movement was really in reaction to the grey industrialisation of the Victorian era. Leighton and other fellow Victorian painters felt that the world was losing colour, it was losing beauty, and their symbol really was the peacock, the iridescence of the peacock's feather, the delicacy, the brightness of its colours, and they wanted more of that in the world. And so the museum here, Leighton's actual house where he lived and died, is dripping in colour. There's a central Arab hall that's covered in Mediterranean and Eastern tiles. There's gold and there's real dense colour on every surface. And I think that this iridescence that he's got into the seascape behind chimes with that idea of the ascetic movement. He is associated to, of course, with the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood, although he himself wasn't a member. He was a big supporter. Here in the museum, there are Pre-Raphaelite paintings because they were gifted to him. And you can see the influence of the Pre-Raphaelites in the very detailed treatment of the skin, the face, the drapery. It's all about quite delicate small brushstrokes. All this happening at a time when in France the brushstrokes are getting bolder. They get the impressionists are breaking away from this sort of hyperrealism. Leighton to me sits somewhere between the two. There's a thickness of the application of the paint and a relaxed texture to some of the drapery that suggests he really is allowing this to look like paint on canvas. He's letting the brush and the palette move across the surface with a certain amount of freedom. But then there is this incredible realism to the face, the texture, the rose colouring of the cheeks that is very Victorian, very off its time. What's Flaming June about? Well, it's an image of sleep. It's an image of peace. It's in a long tradition of artists trying to depict the contortions, the movements of the human body, how the muscles move underneath material. He was very influenced by Michelangelo, particularly Michelangelo's night sculpture, with the arrangement of the thigh and the arm. It was a difficult posture, and The exhibition has a number of sketches that went into preparing for Flaming June, including a very sweet little oil sketch that's exhibited alongside it, only about 10 centimetres by 10 centimetres, yet it captures the colour and the atmosphere of the finished piece. He worked hard in his sketches to get the posture right, how she should position her arm without it looking horribly uncomfortable, how to accentuate the drapery around the smooth curves of her leg and her thigh. He's really managed to create something that does look like a person asleep. She doesn't look uncomfortable, or that uncomfortable, in her position. So it's about sleep, but there's something else going on here, because the flower, the plant that you can see just on the edge of the wall there, looking out over towards the sea behind, that is a poisonous plant. And there's a suggestion here of the relationship between sleep and death. There is a sense in which this is timeless, a moment captured in time, in paint. Is she actually asleep or is she dead? So there is a poignancy to it. I think seeing these five paintings alongside each other, they, for me, really show the skill of a painter who'd spent his whole life honing his craft. Not just honing his craft, but investing in his craft. He was the president of the Royal Academy, and with that came a lot of responsibility for looking after the artists of his time, fostering the artistic community of London and Britain. And he didn't stop. These paintings were done just 15 months before he died, and yet the consummate skill that he displays, even though he's a man in his 60s at this point, who's suffering from angina, very poorly, very sick, and yet he created such beautiful pieces right at the end of his life. He didn't really think that Flaming June would become the icon that it has. It had a difficult life after it left his collection. It went to Puerto Rico, where it is now, and even in the 60s it was sold for just £2,000. Now it's one of the most recognisable Victorian paintings anywhere. It's a painting that I often think of when I myself am feeling a bit tired or in need of rest. There's a tranquility, there's a peace to it that he captures so beautifully. So if you can get along to the exhibition, it's here until the 2nd of April 2017 at Leighton House Museum, and it really is a coup to have these paintings together for the first time, and who knows, the last maybe. Well, most of the paintings are in private collections, and it has been a big exercise to get them all in one place. Do come along and see this icon of Victorian painting. Thanks everybody, bye bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.